It's all about her. Her body, her mind, her wellness, her sex, her relationships, her aging, her beauty. It's Her Radio. Starring acclaimed entrepreneur and women's advocate, Michelle King Robeson, and leading women's health expert, the doc who walks the talk, Dr. Pam Peek.
So I'm reading the Wall Street Journal about a couple months ago, Michelle, and there was this article. I think you and I just laughed our heads off. And the title was, you know, all about women, and in this case it was alcohol. But there was this one particular Facebook page that had like a million followers and friends and everything, and it was called "I Need a Glass of Wine or I'm Going to Sell My Children." And right. it was just, now you and I may laugh about, I mean, I did have a couple, you know, laughs. And then I thought, wait a minute, what is this about? It really grabbed my attention. Yeah. And then I read and I thought, oh my gosh, what is going on here? And how many times have I, as a physician, sat down with a patient, a woman, who looked at me and said, listen, I'm kind of ashamed about this, and I'm not sure if this is a problem, but I'm doing like a bottle of wine a night to get through, you know, my life. Right. And I thought, okay, we're on to something big here, and we're on to something so big that we've brought in the big artillery. Dr. David Sack is board certified in psychiatry, addiction psychiatry, and addiction medicine. He is the CEO and founder of Elements Behavioral Health, one of the country's leading treatment facilities for addiction as well as eating disorders, and literally is the go-to expert for national media on all things addiction, in this case alcoholism, which is what we're going to talk about. So we're Her Radio, Dr. Sack. We're Her Radio, and we're talking about women. And we really want to keep this woman-centric when we talk about alcohol abuse. So what makes it so different for women?
I'm sure this will not come as a surprise to your listeners, but, you know, women are different than men. So part of what we're seeing is that women are much more sensitive to alcohol than men. And that this is because alcohol is metabolized differently in women, and it's distributed differently. And as a result, women drinking less alcohol are going to have more bad effects from it. They're going to have effects on their memory and on their livers at a much lower dose than men. But what's really going on is a change in cultural beliefs and values. Starting about 50 years ago, the stigma that was attached to women drinking kind of started to go away, much the way it did for smoking.
Wow, that's really amazing. And, you know, but it makes all the sense in the world. Women are out now having that glass of wine with a business dinner. A woman, you know, 60 years ago wasn't doing the business dinner thing. So when the guys are having their glass of wine, she's going to have her glass of wine. The same thing goes for cocktails and all the rest
right,
of it.
Hard liquor. Doesn't matter.
Big time.
All of the, yeah. And it seems to be, it looks to me, Dr. Sack, like it's across the board. Like it starts, you know, you have the sorority girls, but it's really kind of all over. I mean, there's no specific demographic.
Well, it's interesting that you bring up sorority girls, because really, you know, starting in the 40s, women went to college, and the proportion of women graduating increased dramatically, so that now they're in the majority. And what that has meant is that they've been exposed to social settings where alcohol was not only acceptable, but where it was encouraged. And drinking in women is very different than in men, in part because in women, the more educated women and the more affluent women are, the more likely they are to drink.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah,
and
I agree.
When did all this morph into binge drinking? I mean, can you describe sort of what is now defined as binge drinking? Because, you know, according to addiction medicine reports, nearly 1 million American women are binge drinkers. And it isn't just the sorority girls. It's the yoga instructor. It's the soccer mom. It's the business professional. What is this phenomenon?
Well, binge drinking has really accelerated in the last 20 years, particularly in women between the ages of 20 and 40. And what we consider a binge from medical definition is anytime a woman drinks four more drinks in a two-hour period, that's a binge. And so a girl going out at night with her friends who has three or four glasses of wine, that's a binge. And the reason it's important is that there are many health consequences that come from binging, even though the person may not be addicted to alcohol at that point.
Huh. So what are some of those? What are the consequences of it?
Well, the first thing is that it affects memory. So alcohol affects memory, but it turns out that it's not the alcohol that is damaging to memory, it's withdrawal from alcohol. So every time you binge, there's a surge of alcohol in your brain, and then as it wears off, you're actually causing injury to your short-term memory. The other thing is mood. You know, people who binge drink report feeling depressed and anxious and fearful in the days following binge drinking. So it has a destabilizing effect on people's moods.
Well, when a woman suddenly realizes, you know, maybe through a friend or even a physician, her primary care or somebody, that she's got this issue, what does she do? Is this an inpatient, an outpatient? Is this a, how do you begin to get help?
I think the first step is really to get a comprehensive assessment from a mental health professional or addiction professional that can assess what the scope and severity of the drinking behavior is, because not all drinking is alike. You know, the person who binge drinks may rightfully say, well, you know, I'm not an addict, I'm not an alcoholic, but that doesn't mean they don't have an alcohol problem. Right. And so the choice of what treatments are most appropriate and how to go about it are really going to depend on someone who takes a really good addiction history and can make specific recommendations for that person.
So who do you actually go to?
Too, right? Interventions? Well, I mean, I've been a part of those a few times now.
Again, you know, interventions may not really make sense. This may be someone who 3 days a week goes out with friends and has five or six drinks and then, you know, comes home wasted and gets up late the next day. Is that an intervention? Probably not. So a lot of times, you know, people who binge drink will say, I don't have an alcohol problem, I just like to party a couple of days a week. And right. So the difficulty really is in reaching some consensus about what the problem is. So, you know, get to Pam's question, you know, who do you see? Well, there are a lot of therapists now who've been specifically trained in addiction, and so those might be a good place to start. There are drug and alcohol counselors. In many states, they can practice independently, who may be good places to go. Most people, though, start with their family doctor or their gynecologist. They're going to have a conversation with someone in healthcare that they already have a relationship with.
And once they really seem to potentially have a real problem, when is it important to them to seek more in-residence help? Like, for instance, at Elements Behavioral Health, you have in-residence treatment programs. Right. When do you make that leap from one to the other? Because that's important.
Usually the decision to go to a treatment program hinges on a loss of control in the person's life. That it's not only that they're using alcohol, but now you have a woman who is unable to meet social, familial, and occupational expectations. You know, maybe they're driving drunk, which now becomes a very serious threat to their children, or they're missing work, or they have obvious health consequences. They're now hypertensive, or they've got a bleeding ulcer, or they have legal consequences. We see people all the time who, you know, if they're financially strapped, they start to shoplift alcohol. I mean, it seems impossible, but, you know, and then they get picked up for shoplifting, or they wrap their car around a tree.
Well, you know, I think you've really nailed it big time for everyone out there and summarized it so well. I want to direct everyone to elementsbehavioralhealth.com to be able to learn more about Dr. Sack's programs, as well as a lot more information about women and alcohol. Thank you so much, Dr. Sack.
Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. This is Michelle King Robeson with Dr. Pam Peake. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, at Your Radio MD.